Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory, and I share my journey of building a fashion business. And I also give tips and insights from a financial perspective. During my 9-to-5, I work in accounting and finance, so I share some insights from that perspective as well. On today's episode, I will be sharing how to level up in the new year. So happy new year, everyone. 2024 is here. I absolutely want to welcome you into the new year. I feel like time has just been moving really quickly. 2023 felt like it was 6 months instead of a year. But however I feel doesn't matter, because 2024 is here and we are here to experience everything that this year has for us. I remember in 2020, it was a leap year. And on February 29th, the extra day of the year, I had a conversation with my sister where I was like, hey, where do you want to be by the time the next leap year rolls around? And, you know, we had talked about some things, and it's actually crazy to think that the next leap year, which is 2024, is actually here. So, you know, time is just moving really quickly, but I know that we will make it through. So on today's episode, I will be sharing how to level up in the new year. And I know there's a lot of conversation going around now about how to level up. There is a lot of positive insights. There's a lot of enthusiasm around this time of the year towards improving your life and making yourself better. And I wanted to share something as well, because I do believe that, you know, a new year kind of brings with it this kind of fresh wind and this kind of fresh start. And honestly, it's not a bad thing to hop on the wave and try to use that as a motivator to push yourself. You know, you might have to re-up on your fuel sometime in the middle of the year, maybe Q2 or Q3, and once again in Q4. But I do think that the new year brings with it an opportunity to start afresh and an opportunity to do something new if that's what's been on your mind. And I will be talking about leveling up in three different steps. One, I'll touch on your habits. Two, I'll touch on books. And three, I'll touch on grace. So I'll start with habits, and I'm going to divide habits into two different sections. I'm going to start with your health, and I'm going to continue on with your wealth. So let's talk about health. If you want to level up in the new year, you really have to take your health as a priority, because your body is the vessel that you exist in the world in. So it's important that you exercise, right? And it doesn't have to be super rigorous. It doesn't have to be complex. There's research that shows that if you walk 30 minutes a day, that you will be healthy and you'll keep your body in a state where it's well taken care of. So if you're trying to level up in the new year, I recommend taking your health very seriously. Obviously, that also includes your diet. What are you eating? How are you eating it? And when are you eating it, right? So, you know, you might want to consider portion control. You might want to consider eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking more water. There's a lot of things that are overlooked when it comes to drinking water, but I think that's really, really helpful. I personally, a couple years ago, I used to drink a gallon of water a day. And at some point in my life, I just couldn't anymore, because I think my metabolism changed and my body changed, and I was struggling to drink a gallon a day, and I would feel guilty and, you know, beat myself up and be like, why can't you drink a gallon a day? But it's like, no, sis, maybe try half a gallon. So I bought a new water bottle, half a gallon, and now I'm able to drink that most times, especially in the summer. Like some days in the summer when it's hotter here, like I'll even drink like maybe a gallon and a half, right? But in the winter, sometimes I'm only able to drink a quarter of a gallon, and that's okay, right? The point is that you're giving yourself that goal. You may not hit it every time, but you're drinking more water than you would have drank if you didn't have that goal in the first place, right? So please take care of your health in the new year, exercise, diet. And y'all know I'm going to touch on mental health, right? Because it's a priority of mine to make sure that as Africans, as people of African descent, that we are emphasizing the importance of mental and emotional health. So when you're leveling up your health, also consider leveling up your mental health and your emotional health. I know everyone may not be able to have access to therapy at this time, but if you do, please take advantage of it. If you don't have access to therapy, you can look into things like mindfulness, right? There's a lot of free apps on the App Store where you can download like free meditations, or even just start to read books about how to take care of your mental health and read books about how to take care of your emotional health as well. And again, as people who are building businesses, you really, really, really need to take care of your mental health, because being an entrepreneur is like going on a roller coaster. Some days you're up and some days you're down. And when you're up and when you're down, you need your mental health to be able to adjust. You need your mental health to be flexible, right? For your health, you have to consider exercising. Could be 30 minutes a day, could be stretching, could be going for a walk, could be whatever exercise means to you. Diet, right? What am I eating? When am I eating it and how am I eating it? Am I drinking enough water? Do I have fruits and vegetables in my diet, right? And things of that nature. And also your mental health and, of course, your emotional health as well, which includes mindfulness. Another part of your health is making sure you do your checkups, right? Going to the hospital, if you have access to that, to do your medical checkups. If you're a woman, do your well woman exam, y'all. Don't skip it. And, you know, just get your checkups in order if that's something that you have access to. And if you don't have access to that, whatever it is that you can do, make sure that you do that. The second thing I'll be touching on when it comes to your habits to level up in the new year is wealth, right? Y'all know I love to talk about money. I'm a CPA. I work in accounting and finance. And I really believe that if your financial life is in order, it just gives you one less thing to worry about. Money doesn't fix all your problems, but it certainly takes care of a lot of them, right? So if you want to level up in the new year, please consider budgeting, right? If you don't yet have a budget, please get one. I know that there is a template that I created with like a little draft of the budget that I use that I share with a couple of my friends. So I'll leave that in the show notes as well. Create a budget. And what is a budget? A budget is just a visual representation of how much money is coming in versus how much money is going out so that you know where your money is going, right? Someone once gave an analogy of a budget being like when it's raining, right? If it's raining and you're trying to measure the amount of water that has rained from the sky, if you just say, oh, well, I'm just going to eyeball it for a couple hours, you're never going to have an accurate measurement of how much rain actually fell that day. But if you grab a bucket, right, and you collect the water in the bucket, and then you put a measuring stick inside that bucket, then you're able to see how many meters or how many centimeters of rain had fallen that day, right? So a budget is your bucket. A budget is what helps you keep track of how much money is coming in and how much is going out. And also, if you run a business, which if you listen to the podcast, I'm guessing that you do, you also want to have a budget for your business to understand how much money is coming in and going out, similar to your profit and loss statement. But, you know, we'll cover the financial aspect of things on another episode. Another aspect of leveling up your wealth in the new year is saving. If you don't yet have a savings account, please consider opening one. There's a bunch of really good options out there that you can use. I've heard about PiggyVest for people who are in Nigeria. I don't know other savings platforms for other African countries, unfortunately, but please, if you do, make sure you share in the community, right? We're constantly talking in there and sharing resources with each other. So please create a savings account. It may not be much in the beginning, but little trickles of water make an ocean. So you have to start somewhere. So leveling up your health, leveling up your wealth is the first aspect of leveling up in general in the new year. The second aspect of leveling up in the new year is books. Now, I recently, over the last couple of years, I started reading because when I was growing up as a child in Nigeria, I didn't really like reading. I won't lie to you, because I only read to pass my exams. I only read out of necessity, and I only read what I needed to get my good grades, right? And I remember trying to read a novel one time, and the novel was so boring. I wanted to like pull out my eyeballs. It took me forever to read this book, and I never finished reading the book, right? But then over the last couple of years, I started listening to audiobooks, and I was like, wow, I really, really like this. So I continued listening to audiobooks, and one day I was like, why not pick up an actual book and try reading it, right? And when I started reading, I was like, it's like a muscle, right? The more you read, the better you get at reading. And reading is really insightful to level up, because there's a lot of information in books, you guys. In my personal opinion, I think that the secret to life is in books. I'm a believer, and the secret to life is in the Bible for my faith. For some other people, it's in different books. But I encourage you to read, right? You never know what you find out. You never know what new information you get. And then if you're also reading fiction, that's fine as well. You get your mind to travel to a different place. Honestly, reading fiction for some people is part of their mindfulness practice, right? Because they're able to tune out of their own lives and kind of be in another person's world for a couple hours. So that could be a form of mindfulness as well. So I really want to encourage you to please, if you don't read yet, if you don't know what types of books you like, just pick up any book, right? And a mentor of mine once shared one time, she was like, you don't have to read every single book from cover to cover. Like, I feel like because I was such a perfectionistic child growing up, and you know, you grew up in Nigeria, the goal was to get all the A's and never have a B or a C. And so this perfectionistic mindset of like, I have to finish every single book I read followed me for a long time. But when my mentor was like, you know, you don't have to, like, you can only take what you need, is the summary of what I'm trying to say. Take what you need. If you open a book and chapter two is where it resonates with you, start reading from chapter two, right? That's the information that you need at that time. You don't have to force yourself to have to finish reading every single book. You can take what you need and then move on, right? But the point is that you're building that habit. You're building that muscle of learning how to read. And reading also helps your vocabulary. It teaches you how to, you know, speak, how to have conversations. It improves your vocabulary. You pick up new words when you read, right? And you do sound more refined. So I encourage you, if you don't read yet, challenge yourself to pick up a book and read. And I will share a resource in the show notes as well where you can download some free books. I think it's a website where their mission is to help more Africans to read. So I will link that in the show notes as well. So please make sure that you check it out as well. Now, the third way to level up your life in the new year is grace, right? This one is non-conventional. But what I mean when I say grace is you're going to make mistakes. You're probably going to forget to read. You may not exercise. You may not eat good food. You may not even drink water. You may not drink water because, you know, you forget you're a human being. Things happen, right? Life happens. But I want to encourage you, another way to level up your life is to give yourself grace, to acknowledge the moments where you fell off the wagon and be like, okay, you know, yesterday wasn't up to par, but today we move again, right? So give yourself grace. Remember, like, you're not going to hit every goal every single time, but it's important for you to just continue to show up and continue to do what you set out to do. So to reemphasize or to summarize how to level up your life in the new year, number one are your habits, right? Your health, your wealth. Number two is reading. Make sure you read books. If it's audiobooks or if it's physical books or if it's PDFs or if it's ebooks, whatever works for you, go ahead and do that. And number three is giving yourself grace. It's been another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.